Kevin, why do you think Mike Foltynewicz is having a breakthrough year so far? It seems like he's using the fastball and curve a little more, a little less in the chain, going more to the changeup a little bit and relying less on the sinker. Do you think he can keep it up?
Yeah, I think it's all about fastball command with Folty, really. I mean, it all starts there. You know, last season he did a good job getting ahead of guys. He just couldn't put them away. I think you've seen him progress this year. He's been a lot more on the attack when he's got guys down 0-2, 1-2. So, again, it's the big thing is fastball command. But his secondary stuff has certainly taken a good step forward this year.
What about Sean Newcomb? High K per nine. The BABIP is a little high, so maybe there's even more some positive regression coming.
Yeah, I think, and he's not a finished product either. That's the thing. I think when you look at this staff, I mean, there's so much youth and inexperience there and certainly room for them to grow. The big thing with Nuke is I think he's trusting his stuff a lot more than he did a year ago. And that's not to say he didn't believe in himself, but I think, the confidence is growing each time he takes the mound, that he knows what he needs to do to get big league hitters out. And again, I think that you're going to see him continue to get better as this year goes along.
What about Brandon McCarthy? This guy's always been injury prone, but he's pitching even better than he expected. Can we keep it up or just hold out hope that he doesn't get hurt again? If he stays healthy, is he this good?
Yeah, I think if he can stay healthy, he's got a chance to be this good, and that's been the problem for him, like you said, throughout the course of his career, is staying healthy. And I think there was a bit of a scare a couple weeks ago in D.C. when he was covering the bag at first base and his shoulder sort of popped out on him a little bit, but he got it right back in and he was fine. So again, if he can stay healthy, a nice veteran stabilizing presence in this rotation because, again, Folty's inexperienced. Julio's still young. You've got, a couple newcomers to the staff. So he's really been a nice kind of veteran stabilizing presence in that rotation.
What about Dansby Swanson? You know, this guy had a disappointing 2017, but now he's off to a great start. Can he keep this up? Can he be a 15-20 guy?
Yeah, I think so. Look, he's not expanding and not chasing as much as he did in the first half of last season. You saw him really getting beat. A lot of opposing pitchers trying to beat him on sliders and breaking balls away, and you'd see a lot of reach and expand in the zone. But I think, he came into spring feeling really good. He kind of cleared his head this offseason. I talked to him in January, and he felt like he was in a really good place mentally, and let's be honest, this game is so much more mental than it is physical. So he went down to AAA last year. I think he was able to figure some things out in his swing, and he's worked really hard with Kevin Seitzer, and Seitz is really encouraged by where he is.
What about Ender Inciarte? They dropped him to the bottom of the lineup. Could he be like a second leadoff hitter or something like that, eating to his confidence? But the guy's stolen 13 bases already.
Well, that's a big thing. I think right now it's giving you a second leadoff hitter. So, ideally he's a guy that hits at the top of your order. But right now the Braves like him in that ninth spot, kind of giving him a second leadoff hitter and a guy that can get on base and steal bags.
Kevin, thanks a lot.
You got it. Thank you.